أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما الجدار فكان لغلامين يتيمين في المدينة وكان تحته كنز لهما وكان أبوهما صالحا فأراد ربك أن يبلغا أشدهما ويستخرجا كنزهما رحمة من ربك وما فعلته عن أمري ذلك تأويل ما لم تستطع عليه صبرا. صدق الله العظيم. Thus far we discussed the three incidents that had taken place when Hazrat Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam was with Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wa salam, and we discussed the reasons for the two. And now today we will discuss the reasons for the third, that is when they had gone to a village, they had asked for some hospitality from the people of the village. They refused to be hospitable, and hence they saw a wall that was leaning, almost falling, and Hazrat Khidr alayhi salat wa salam fixed that wall without asking for any remuneration whatsoever. And this marvel, Hazrat Musa alayhi salat wa salam marveled at this fact, that a boatman that gave you a free ride, you damaged that boat, and here the wall that is falling of a community that refused to host you, you had done it free of charge. You should have asked them for some remuneration, some wages. And hence now Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam responds and he gives the answer. He says, as for the wall, it belonged to two orphans in the city, and beneath it was a treasure for them. In other words, they had a father that had left some wealth, or parents that left some wealth, and they had put that wealth, placed that wealth under this wall, and the wall was built over it. And now their father was a pious man, that wealth was there and the wall would have fallen. If the wall would have fallen, obviously these were young children, perhaps at that age they may have not known what to do, and people would have usurped that wealth, and hence fixing and erecting that wealth would have been a safeguard for these young ones. So Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam goes on and he explains to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, so your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that they reach maturity, they reach the age of puberty, and after they reach the age of puberty, they themselves will dig and they will find the treasure, and that is a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when we look at this, we will find that outwardly there seem to be no sense in it, but of course Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam completes this incident with Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a fact that has been reiterated now more than once. He said, I did not do this on my own accord. In other words, it was not something that I had sucked out of my thumb, but obviously this is the reality of things about which you could not remain patient, and obviously that was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when we look at the kitabs of tafsir, we will find that what was actually in the treasures, number one, was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that the parents were pious, and because of the piety of the parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected their wealth so that their offspring, their children, would benefit from that wealth. And that is one important benefit with regards to piety, real and true piety, with sincere for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that there was a tablet of gold, there was a board of gold, a sheet of gold, and on that sheet of gold there was some good counsel that the parents had inscribed for the children. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu has made mention of it, and here we will just go through. There were seven lines that were written. On the first line, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim was written. In other words, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by writing this, obviously the parent is now instilling in the child the very, very important habit of taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before doing anything. Number two, amazing is the person who believes in destiny, then how could he despair? If we believe in taqdeer, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when the good comes of it, we all enjoy it. But when we find that there are difficult and challenging times, then one should not become despondent. One should know and one should realize that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. turn to Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change these conditions. Number two, amazing. And number three, amazing is the person who believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the giver of sustenance. And still after that, one remains consumed in striving for more and more of the needs that one seems to think that one requires. In other words, when rosy and sustenance is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, undoubtedly we have to make the effort. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha to the tree, to under the date palm tree, when she was giving birth to Hazrat Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken full responsibility for her sustenance, but Allah ta'ala said to her, Maryam, shake the tree, then only the dates will fall. So that effort you will have to make, and then the dates will come down. So that effort we will have to make, but we should not remain consumed in it to that extent that we forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sustainer. Amazing is that person who believes in death, yet he remains happy and unconcerned all the time. That he becomes oblivious of the hereafter, but each and every individual knows that we are going to leave the world. Perhaps this is not even an issue of our iman, that death is a reality. Even a person that does not have iman knows that death is a reality. An atheist also knows death is a reality, and there is no difference of opinion with regards to that. So hence there should be a preparation and a concern. Third is amazing is that person who believes in the reckoning of the hereafter, but he becomes heedless. How can he afford to become heedless of this? In other words, one needs to be directed towards the thoughts of the hereafter. Number six, amazing is that person who knows that this world is a deception, yet he is relaxed about it. In other words, he does not concern himself with regards to the fact that he falls into the deception of this world. And number seven, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that there is no deity, there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these were the seven advices that the Father had written, and that leaves for us a very, very important legacy. Don't do it for the time after death, but in our lives we need to advise our children, we need to guide them, and we always need to be at their side. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.